I heard Jin Ri. David, are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
Good. Toshiro, I see, is here.
Yes.
Vincent?
I am here. Hello.
Hello. And Vishwa? Okay, everyone but Vishwa's here, so we have quorum. We can move forward. Thank you, everyone. The next item on the meeting for, let's see. Right. So today's meeting, agenda 529. Review the previous minutes. Okay, there was an audio recording. We record the calls for the record, and so people who missed can go back and review. We talked about a number of items that were covered in the minutes. A number of the action items were crossed off. We took a couple of votes.
If you go down to the bottom, Jack, the meeting summary is there.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So are there any questions, updates, corrections to the minutes for last week, you know, May 22nd?
Nope, I think we're okay with this one.
Okay, then can I have a motion to accept the minutes?
Yep.
Okay, I have a motion to accept the minutes from Jin Ri. Can I have a second?
Vincent, second.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye. Aye, Jack Murray.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. All those against say nay. Okay, the minutes are approved. Okay, so let's move on with the meeting for today. Does there anyone have anything new to bring to the agenda today as new action?
Yeah, Jack, I think probably, I mean, for the new agenda, probably just one thing, because I mean, like, you see in like 2 or 3 weeks later, we will have our face-to-face meeting in Tokyo. But actually, in the meantime, on the week of June 24th, there will also be an online symposium to be held in Shanghai, China. So probably I can brief this, I mean, at the end of the meeting, or I can share the material or invitation offline.
Okay. So I would at least post an email to the email page so that people know. Highlight, you know, this is the parts that are open for people to attend. Right, because not everyone here is an ORAN member. Okay, anyone else have any agenda items that they want to add today? Okay, I'm going to add one agenda item under new for us to talk about what other projects we need to open to kick off our A release. So we'll talk about that under new projects, and then we'll continue that discussion, but wanted to at least begin that discussion. All right.
And sorry, Jack. And also I just recall, I saw the email from Lucing this morning, mentioning that kind of the tax claim to be added in the, I mean, in the sub-license or in the code. Did you remember this issue? I mean, probably it was some discussion tonight.
Okay, let's put that on the agenda as well.
Okay, yeah.
Lejing, are you here?
Yes, Jack, I'm here.
Okay, so just making sure you have a heads up, we'll get to that. All right,
thank you.
Let's get through the action items for, this is the 529.
Right, so I crossed off the ones that I worked on over the week or Lucheng completed. And the ones that are still open are, you know, need to be addressed.
Okay. So A got cleaned up. You know, there's at least a posting about the Tokyo face-to-face, and Jinri will talk a little more about that. So we were talking about the naming convention. David, do you have any update?
Yeah, I sent an email to the Reflector today. I just put it on the one wiki page when everyone can have a look at it. If you have, if anyone has suggestions for like other naming convention other than the colors, I can add it to the page and look into it. Also, one thing that needs to be checked with the foundation that I haven't done yet is like, how do we check if the name is like not used by someone else or trademarked or something like that? I basically worked with the checker that we used for the ORAN SC name for the domain name. If that is okay, we can use it. If there is like better process in the LF, we can follow that. Hello.
Yeah, David, we can hear you. Yeah.
Sorry. Because there was a digital silence and I'm driving, so I wasn't sure if it cut out or not. Yeah, that's pretty much everything from my side. And maybe one more thing is how do we decide the name? If it will be like a poll on the wiki or with approval from DOC or something like that, I'm not sure about the process for that.
It's up to us to establish the process. Generally, I find that just posting a poll, there's nothing super, you know, proprietary about it. We can just launch a poll and let, because anyone and everyone can vote on it, on the poll, and then the TOC will take a final vote to approve it after a quick check that we're not going to get in, you know, we're not violating any copyright or anything on the name. But that's generally how we do it. We just take a poll.
Yeah, okay.
All right. So let's see if we can, by next week, if we don't have any other options by next week, then we'll make a proposal to use colors. David, why don't you put a poll out there for the A color names, we'll at least next week, we'll, if no one has any other options, we'll go with color, and we'll have a name for our first release based on the poll, and we'll see if we can move that forward. Okay. Anyone else have anything on the release naming? Okay, I just wanted to record that Vishwa from Verizon has joined. So all the TSC members are here today. All right, that completes item B on open items. Item C, Lejing was going to share the repo changes and committers sheet attached to the minutes. Is there anything you want to add under this item, Lijing?
Lijing? Oh, sorry, I was on mute. Yep. Yes, I was just going to add the two ticket numbers that I filed with Linux Foundation for reference. That's all.
Okay. Did they give you a timetable for how long it'll take them to complete?
Not really. Also, because we are having a number of companies, they wanted to make a seed code contributions. And I'm having meetings with them, try to talk through all the details and understand what their seed codes are about. In this process, some of them would require new repos being created. Previously I made this motion for the TOC to decide going forward, because they apparently there is a deadline for some of the companies given by the ORAN Alliance. So I think it's June 5th, they need to have code up. In this case, may I make such a request over email to the TOC? So we do not have to be blocked by the weekly meeting schedule if anything happens in between.
Yes, you can make the request and we'll vote on it over the email chain. This way we don't wait a whole week before anything can happen. Does any TOC member have a problem with that? How many more repos do you think they're asking for?
I do not know yet. Rough estimation, maybe half a dozen or so, or between half a dozen and a dozen, that kind of scale.
Okay. And which are the companies?
So far, we have heard interest from, Intel, Redis's, Intel, Redis's.
Inspur?
Yeah, Inspur. And there's another one. Yeah, those are the three new ones. Also, China Mobile has seed code. Ready to contribute, but they wish to do that under the ORAN software license. For that, we'll need the standard claim tax. And Phil also said that we want to get the contributor license agreement, CLA, that platform ready. So people, if they want to make contribution under the software license, they need to sign that up.
Right.
As soon as possible.
So did Phil say what the process is to get the CLA platform in place?
Not yet. Phil is on vacation, actually. He's not in office. I tried to contact other Linux Foundation staff, and pretty much they'll point back to Phil.
Okay.
I'll try to see if there's any way we can speed this up.
All right. Do you know when Phil's returning?
Early June. 4th okay. Or 3rd, something like that, if my memory serves.
Oh, well, that's going to be hard.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, Lijing. Anything else?
Hey, Jack, I had one comment. It's Rick. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, so under the Rick app admin, I see it on the screen, should be admission control. And the committer should not be Raja Sivaraj. It should probably be Ashwin. I cross-checked with Marty, so just one edit here.
Well, that was from Maddie, and it was approved by the TOC. The request was out. So, I mean, we can change that after.
Yeah, I think we should change that after whatever the process is. Yeah.
All right. Well, these things change over time. We'll catch up to it right now. Let's let's get that recorded and we'll.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. Let's see. We're down to D, which is Lijing provide Garrett repo descriptions to the LF technical team. That's what we were just talking about as well, right, Lijing?
Yeah, that's in progress, in particular for the new contributions.
Right. All right, so Farheen sent out a reminder to the TOC to take a vote on finalizing the release calendar. That was done. Farheen, do you know what the result of the vote was?
I'm sorry, I didn't take a poll, Jack. I told people to come prepared. I thought we could just finalize it on this call.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right, so that's fine. So let me go to the release. So this is the proposed release plan for the A release. It's been up on the website now for several weeks. It's aggressive, yes. The whole goal here, there are several goals. One was to complete something in this calendar year. Two is to fight through the process so that the community can learn and start to incorporate elements of the process. We can refine the process, but basically, you know, the real goal here is to start drawing in the developers and the testers to start producing and contributing to the repos and have at least a first release of some components. Admitting that most of this first release will be learning the processes and pulling together some non-real-time RIC, near-real-time RIC, XApps framework components and initial code contributions to several of the key elements, and really be prepared that the B release will be a more in-depth, complete, targeted release. But the key here is we're trying to get onto a cycle that will do two releases a year, one in the first half of the year and one in the second half of the year. And the first one is always the hardest. Each one has its own challenges. This particular challenge is that we've been ramping up to this June 3rd target. We originally had one a little bit earlier, but we moved it back to June 3rd to start identifying the epics. And that's going to be the discussion that we have a little bit about the requirements document that is a lead-in document to that discussion, which will really kick off next week in more detail. I don't know, we kind of follow principles of an agile process, and so the first goal next week will be to identify the epics that we're going to try to build and test in this cycle. And the hope is that the epics will kind of come out of this release requirements document that we'll talk about a little bit more here in a couple minutes. So is there any questions on this release timeline?
Jack, I actually have one question and one comment. So first question is that, who is organizing the discussion regarding these epics? And I mean, I didn't see any invite on this.
Right. Well, it starts next week, right?
Okay, from next week.
Yeah, June 3rd is when it'll start, right? But yes, the epics will mostly be driven by the requirements and our software architecture release subcommittee. So most of M0 is led by that group of people. So right now, Ritwik Jana for my team is coordinating that, right, Rick? You're working to get some meetings on the calendar.
Yeah, that's it.
Is there any meetings ongoing, from the software architecture requirements subcommittee?
Currently, we've drafted the first draft of the release. And we're having internal meetings inside AT&T only, but I think starting next week, we will formally kick off. The evening time for New York and one in the morning time for New York.
I asked them to have at least two meetings a week so that everybody could find a time that made sense for them.
Yeah. Okay. Then I think that my comment is that we need to have the involvement from our and working group co-chairs. We must ensure this.
Yeah, I agree with Jinri. We actually need to inform workgroup co-chairs that this is happening because, like the first release will be probably complicated, and it will be like learning experience, obviously. But like part of it really should be from the beginning trying to figure out how to work with the alliance, because without it, it will create a lot of confusion on both sides and won't work very well. For example, with the RIG, there is obviously need for for people from workgroup 3 and 2 to have a look at what's going on in the requirements and comment it if they want.
Right. And, Jinri and I talked and, we've been trying to socialize different options on how we'll organize the interaction with the ORAN community. And so we're really talking about trying to figure out how to maybe leverage Working Group 1 as an interface. It's going to be hard to talk, to try to build interfaces with every single working group, because we have to kind of build the whole stack. So we were discussing, could we, basically leverage Working Group 1 as as an interface to, the broader working group community, to try to work towards deadlines, right? It's hard to kind of communicate to every single group, but can we find some structure there? So Jinri and I are going to talk a little bit more to Working Group 1 and see what might make sense there. These are some challenges, right?
I agree. Definitely, we can leverage Working Group 1. So actually, I'm also co-chairing Working Group 1 together with Paul Smith from AT&T. So one thing that we can do is probably we can create a formal, official task group under Working Group 1. This is definitely debatable. But in the meantime, we do have very limited time for M0, right? So I would encourage that from the beginning of the discussion for the software architecture and requirement from the subcommittee, then from the very beginning, we must involve the working group co-chairs. So it can be done, either like, for example, by retweet to directly reach working group co-chairs, or I can bridging this. For example, I can forward these documents and forward a meeting invite to all the working group co-chairs and kind of request them to at least send a representative to our meeting. Because this is the thing that we must do, because that one of the principles for the software community is to ensure the alignment between the software development and the specification developed by the working groups, right? So we must notify them of this.
But Jinri, I have a question, Vishwa here. So my understanding is this is an official representation from both the ORAN Alliance as well as the Linux Foundation, right? So when we are talking about socializing, I'm kind of disconnected here, because if this is already in an existing arrangement, then why this socialism should happen? Because naturally, all the discussions happening in ORAN Alliance should end up here, right? Or is it something that was started outside ORAN Alliance and now that we are forming a bridge? I don't understand.
But so actually, this software community is exclusively sponsored by ORAN Alliance. So I understand that, I mean, for the IT infrastructure, for many things, these tools are provided, or let's say hosted by the Linux Foundation, right? But I mean, how to say this? I mean, but like, for example, for the TOC, so we should also report to the ORAN TSC in the meantime.
My suggestion is, well, that the invitation is sent as soon as possible, because the agendas are already filled up and next week is coming soon.
Right. So we should certainly send invites to them. But I guess the real challenge is we need to get them to sign up for the email reflector here so that they get the information from the community, right?
Yeah, agree.
And we'll, you know, work at certain points I'll say that typically as we get into the software, many of the software decisions that the individual teams will make will, you know, bubble up to be a very terse line in the specification when you look at just the volume of code that often ties to things that, you know, makes the whole software work. Clearly, key things are the A1 interface specification, the E2 interface specification, and a number of items like that. But there's a lot of other items in the software to create a complete package that, like I said, will appear as basically guidelines and other principles there. So there's lots of work to do. I think what will probably happen is we'll eventually consolidate on what are the really key topics that the ORAN working groups are really focused on, like the E2 or the radio resource management. And that'll take a lot of the discussion between the groups, but there's a lot of other work that won't be so pressing in that relationship. You know, how to do logging, how to do ONM functions, you know, all the things that you need to do to make software and make a solution work, but don't get a lot of high-level attention. We do need to work on, you know, the non-functional requirements, because there's something that always gets kind of, you know, passed over early on. But those will be critical items for how the software is implemented as well. All right. Any other comments?
Yeah, so I have asked like series of questions in the mailing list, primarily around getting up to speed behind this community, because I find it really difficult to get this information via wiki. So I'd like to know, like, what are all the projects that are going to come, and what projects are to be part of the release A, and what are the subcommittees that you just referred a few minutes ago, like the software architecture subcommittee, because I couldn't find any details about that in wiki.
Okay. Good questions. One is that, have you seen the requirements document yet?
No, not yet. I haven't got a chance. Yep.
Okay. That's been posted. I don't know if people have been able to find it. It, you know, in the email, There was a link to where to find it. You can download it and look at it. That's the place where we're starting the discussions about what we're looking to consider for, you know, epics and goals in the A release. So that's where we're trying to consolidate everyone's input into that for the purpose of discussions. And then that requirements and software architecture release subcommittee we formed will take the lead over, you know, the M0 release cycle. So that's the kind of the first 4 weeks of the process.
Right, but what is that committee is about? Like, who are the participants? Where to get more details about that subcommittee?
Yes, so it's still forming. I said Ritwik Jana right now is standing in as lead. He's going to send out information on meeting times. They'll have a Zoom bridge like this, all right. So Fortin just posted to the chat group. That's the link to the document. Anyone that wants to take a quick link there, you can download the document. And that's just right now an ad hoc committee that's forming to pull those together. So just to be honest, a lot of the initial items that were put in there came from an AT&T and Nokia input, but it's open, you know, we're trying to gather input from everybody in that process. And so everyone can participate as part of that subcommittee. We haven't elected formal leadership right now. Ritwik, who is, you know, attend some of the ORAN meetings, you know, I've asked to just help pull it together until we get enough of a participation that we can hold an election and name a PTL for the group. But the PTL will lead that team, and that team will focus on more or less pulling together the key requirements for each release that the software community is going to focus on, and that helps drive our M0 part of the process. And then they can go start preparing for the B release in the future. So there'll be more time to talk about that, you know, during the A release implementation as we start to plan the B release. That's kind of how that process works. As the what Lejing was talking about with seed code, what we're gathering is code contributed by different people and having them upload it to the Garrett is what's called seed code. Seed code hasn't been officially approved to be part of the project. It is code that's just available so that people can look at it. And we know that this code is available for you know, moving into the official project in a particular release, and that's what we have to talk about in the next couple of weeks. Is will we start with any of those seed code items for the software development cycle in A or not, or will they stay as seed code at least for the A release? That'll be part of the discussion that we have to go through in M0. It's, like I said, there's a lot to do here, and it's challenging for the first release to pull the pieces together. Does that help answer your questions?
Yeah, Jack. So we have more questions. So I heard that even in Oran Alliance, there is this working group 8 who is tasked with producing reference implementation of whatever that is happening in Oran Alliance. So how that is different from what we are trying to do here?
Yes, we've had some discussions with working group 8. And the working group 8's job is to generate specifications, but they'll generate no code. All the code will come through this community and project. And the emphasis there is a little bit more on the lower layers, the the CU, the DU, RU, and relationships there is a little bit more of their focus than the non-real-time RIC and the real-time RIC and the XApps. We have to cover kind of the whole stack for the community. So that's, in a very quick explanation, the differences.
Okay.
Yeah, and also one comment. I mean, I believe that, I mean, the software architecture and the and the requirements document being developed by the software architecture and requirements subcommittee, I mean, this document will be a place that where the working group A can play a key role, because I believe that they will have some requirements from for OCU, ODU. Yeah. So I think this is the one of the documents that we should interact closely with them.
Right. And that gets into things like white boxes and other things that may play a role in that implementation. And, you know, probably in the A release, the activities in the lower stack will probably be very early activities, you know, for the A release. So probably the A release will focus more on the upper layers of the stack, because it'll just take more time to work out some of the lower layer details. But we will push as far as we can in each element. All right. So with that, we burned quite a bit of time today on this. I know it's important. I'm going to make a motion that we accept the proposed schedule for release A. Do I have a second?
Jack, I have one comment. you don't have to answer, but I just have this concern. I mean, that on the day after tomorrow, on Friday, there will be a TSC call, right, in which our TOC should have some reports. So I definitely believe that we will report this release plan. And so one comment, which is that you see typically in Oran Alliance, they have three big events every year, the MWC Barcelona, MWC Shanghai, and MWC North America. So for tradition, they usually want to release something big during those events. So my comment is, I'm just not sure that whether it's possible. I believe it's very, very difficult to get this A release to be done, to be published in kind of September, to be co-located with the NWC North America. Yeah, I this is just one comment. Probably some TSC member will raise this, but in my opinion, I think it would be difficult, but anyway, just a comment.
Yeah. You can look at the schedule. There's really no way to pull it in to the September timeframe.
I understood this. Right? Yeah.
So the question, really the only real opportunity, if you look at the number of weeks, this only gives you 4 development sprints each of 3 weeks, right? And you only get two of these fit in a year when you look at all of the other challenges associated with you know,
year cycle. As I said, I truly understand this, and just one comment. So let's just not waste time here. I fully understood this.
Yeah. Okay. No, I was just going to get to that. The only real option would be to pick two of the events and line this, try to line this up with Barcelona, or
yeah, you know, that's also one.
But what I think people have found, and I'm not saying that it's my opinion, but people have found, is that it's very hot. You end up with one cycle with a lot of disruptions in it if you do it on a different pattern, right? Because you have kind of have August and December that you're trying to, you know, kind of work around. And so this tends to be the pattern that most people seem to have find that works. We can try something different. But, you know, the original goal that at least I think you and I were given when we started forming this along with the other TOC members was to try to you know, have a first impact this year, right, to move it along.
I see. Okay. Yeah.
All right. So is there any other comments or – can I have a second?
I'm sorry, it's Chu Song of Samsung. May I ask a question?
Sure.
About the version 8, the software requirement document, actually, we Samsung reviewed that and we found several mistakes. And I don't know where we can put the input on our review because the I can just send it to the wiki or so we don't know where we can give our input.
Okay. So certainly you can always post the document back to the email reflector so everyone sees your comments and updates. Ritwick, is there any other recommendation right now?
No, I think email reflector is probably the best. That way everybody gets to see the question and we can address it in the next revision. Also, I think there will be a meeting set up next week, so we can discuss the questions in the meeting.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. All right, so do we have a second?
It is a very aggressive time frame, but I will second that, Jack.
Thank you. You know, like I said, the first one is a struggle. This may leak over, but I get you have to set deadlines and try things to figure things out. So,
I agree, but we'll work through it. Everything on this project's been a struggle. We're still struggling with the ORAN license. We're having several meetings this week again with the lawyers. Hopefully that will come closer. All right, so with that, I'll call for a vote on the adopting this release schedule. All those in favor say aye. This is Jack Murray saying aye.
And Jin say aye.
David saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, all those against say nay. Okay, so we have, I think we have four votes.
Hey, Jack, Vishwa here. Sorry, I was driving, so couldn't speak at that moment. Yeah, I also vote for this.
Okay, thank you. So we have five votes for making this the official release calendar. We'll work with it. You know, like I said, we'll adopt as we go. Thank you, everybody. So let's go back to the agenda here. All right. That was a big particular item. David will send the proposal to the email list to make the RIC project in Garrett. Okay, so the next action item was really, David, are you on?
I'm here, yeah, Tapio. Yeah.
So you want to talk about the proposal to make Rick the first project under an official project for the A release under the Apache 2 license?
Yes, I can do that. Yeah, so I sent the slides last week already, but it seems that it didn't actually get through. So. Can I have the sharing rights? Or if somebody can open the presentation, that's also
okay. No, that's okay. You can go ahead.
Okay. So in short, the proposal is to sort of, like you know, there's this, hold on, just... So there's already a lot of seed code about this RIC project that we have, Nokia and AT&T is working on. So the proposal is to make this RIC into a official project inside of the ORAN software community. So like I read the bylaws and the sort of the DOC has the right to create projects inside of the sort of or sub project inside of the DOC. So the proposal is to make this. I just have some difficulties opening the. The proposal is to make this the RIC into an official project. And currently in the proposal, we have people from Nokia as proposers for the project. And our proposed project technical leader is Toralf, who is also on the call. But that's the proposers are, of course, up to the, now you can see it. Can you see it?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Good. Yeah, so like I said, that this the little bit background was that the talk can create these projects and subcommittees, and so this is a official proposal to start a new project inside of this framework. The context would be this near, so I took this architecture diagram from the architecture document, so it would be to build this RAN intelligent controller.
Just a quick comment, I mean, this, yes, architecture diagram is out of date, it's not the latest.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
This is what I copied from the main page. But anyway, the scope is this near real-time RAN intelligent controller, including the radio network information base. It would not include the ONAP integration. There would be some test setups for using ONAP for launching this. The CU also will not be part of this, will not be in scope. It will be somehow emulated. There's nothing in this proposal about how it's going to be done, but clearly we need some kind of a setup that we can test and sort of verify in a CI/CD environment that this RIC project is actually working. The proposal.
Sorry, question.
Yes.
The RIC here is the near real-time RIC or non-real-time RIC?
Near
real-time. Just
real-time
to be clear.
Okay. Near real-time.
Yeah, I think so. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
So I guess my problem is I'm not seeing the document you're sharing.
Sorry? You're not seeing it.
Are other people seeing it?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm seeing it.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting.
By the way, I just noticed that my proposal got to the mailing list, but it only got a few minutes ago. So you can, if you are reading your email, you can also open the PDF file and flip through it. Okay, the proposal is to be part of the release A, according to the timeline that was just presented, and we would be ready to start the project immediately after it's been approved by the DOC. The lab infrastructure is to be decided. One alternative is to use this Acrino project, the Radio Edge Cloud community lab that we are actually building for this here in Espoo at Nokia premises. We are building that for the Radio Edge Cloud. So that's one alternative, but other proposals are welcome. We can also host it in some other location. We will have the open edge hardware available to run the RIC with the REC platform. And then about some of the practicalities, which are basically following what is happening in other similar projects that we are participating. So we would like to have this project inside of the ORAN software community, like to have a Gerrit repo, a Jira wiki page, sub page in the so that we can store meeting minutes and meeting information, things like that. We'd like to host a weekly meeting on Zoom, so I'd like to have Zoom account, and then have a, I don't know how the mailing list should work, but basically would have like to have a my proposal is to have a new mailing list for projects inside of the lists ORAN software community, and have a hashtag RIC for this. And I don't know if it's possible, but like to have a Slack channel also for this
what
project.
What is that channel?
Slack is sort of a communication tool that a lot of developers are using. It's you can use it over the web. And that's what we are actually using in the LF Edge and in the Acrino project we have. It's not very actively used, but it's also possible to use IRC for a communication.
Oh yeah, okay. IRC, yes.
Yeah. And I have a bunch of committers from the Nokia side, basically copied from the current committers from the Gerrit. We calling for other committers, other companies to join this project, and we're proposing Thoralf to be the project technical leader for this project, or he's a candidate for the PTL. I don't know how you want to run things in this software community, but like in Acrino, for example, we approve the committers when the project is created, and then the committers will elect for a PTL to lead the project, and we have a candidate for a PTL.
Okay.
And I think Thoralf is also online.
Yeah, I'm here. So,
okay. Any questions for him?
And then this project would be completely under the Apache license.
Yes, I think I'm missing that somewhere. Thoralf, you're using the Apache license at the moment, right?
I'm not 100% sure, so I can't reply. I don't know. We use the Apache, but I'm not sure if there's an additional license or not.
Oh, okay.
Right. So the then the people are clear under the near real time RIC. There is also this whole discussion about XApp and basically how you run an XApp on the RIC. Can you touch briefly on that? Because that XApp framework would be part of the RIC, but there's probably a separate project for the XApps themselves.
Yes.
Wait, so the plan would be that there is at least one demo XApp part of the WIC controller project. So that's the demo XApp. So based on that, people can develop their own XApps, but the actual XApps are not part of the of this effort.
Right. Okay. So does there anybody have questions? All right.
Excuse me. This is Moonkey Hong from Samsung Electronics. Could I have just a very simple question about this proposal from the open source perspective? Is this a separate development with respect to the current existing Gerrit repos in terms of RIC platform? Several repos of, accessible from the Gerrit or NSC right now?
No, it would be the, this would be same effort, same source code. The main proposal is to have sort of a formal project inside of the software community.
Right.
So that you can,
so that would transition, if the proposal was accepted, then that would transition that seed code to that project, and then the project team would continue to modify that code. It would no longer be classified as seed code, it would be classified as project code, and would be the place that the entire community would contribute to continue to move the near real-time RIC platform forward. Does that help clarify that?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so I have to, just being clear with everyone, you know, AT&T has been very involved with Nokia on co-development of this project, though they're the leads. You know, AT&T has a number of developers also working into that seed repository. So I don't want anyone to not understand, you know, bias or perspective I bring to the discussion. This is a proposal from Nokia, but we're very active with Nokia in this, and Nokia is currently very active in the working group trying to pull together, the requirements for the specification that this project would have to track and, implement. The difference with the XApps is very important. We would probably create a separate project, and we'll talk about a proposal in the future about creating a separate project for XApp development. But the XApps themselves will depend upon the near real-time RIC framework and XApp development tools that are that will be developed as part of that process to build XApps, which can then run on it. But the XApps themselves will probably exist in a separate project, because they'll be more about, less about the framework and more about, RAN functionality that wants to be implemented. And those will probably be either ORAN licensed or Apache licensed, depending on which kind of XApp you build, but will be a separate project from this, at least is my, the way I would propose it to be laid out. So just wanted to put it out clear where I'm coming from and what my experience. I have, a lot of in-depth understanding of this project because I have several people working on it from a developer standpoint as well. So just where I am. All right, any other comments or questions? So, the startup procedures are always a little bit of an exception. And with the timeline, you know, it tends to be pretty aggressive. It's clear that the non-real-time RIC is one of the projects that we want to form. It's clear that the non-real-time RIC should be approved as an Apache project for now. If there is something that gets identified that has to be separated out under the ORAN license, we should discuss that extension at that time. Any other thoughts or comments? Typically, you can, you know, as described, you can start a project and you can approve committers, or you can start a project and just appoint a PTL. It kind of depends on the project, how mature it is, who's involved. Most of the time in the projects, when they get started, do not have so much code and contributors, so it's not uncommon to assign a PTL like we'll probably do in the subcommittee, because there's not really code to contribute. I'm just trying to give people a little bit of time to absorb the discussion. So right now the question is, do we want to call this for a vote now? Do we want to push it off to next week? Is there any feeling from the other TSC members? Do you have questions? Should we extend the conversation, or do you want to call it? Will someone make a motion to bring it to a vote now? What's the process you want to follow?
Jack, I mean, to be honest, we just saw this material, so we never see this before. So please give us some time. I mean, before next week.
That'll be fine. So post questions to the reflector. I mean, this week particularly, try to pay attention to people's questions, and then we'll bring this for a vote next week. That should be fine. In terms of timetable, anyone have any questions or thoughts?
Is it clear, this is Torav, is it clear enough which Garrett seed code repositories we are talking about? Or should we still mention that somewhere?
Maybe we should clarify it somewhere, maybe add one more page, or maybe if we can create a wiki page.
At
the wiki.
So formally,
to add things.
I can send up you, I don't know if I have access to the mailing list, but it's basically the WIC PLT repositories plus one extra one for logging or log. So that nobody looks at any seed code that is not relevant to this near real-time WIC project.
So post an email to the reflector, and then we'll work on getting a page on the wiki up.
Okay.
All right. Let's go. All right, so we'll table that for action for a vote next week. Thank you, David. That was useful.
I've been working through this use case. Initial specs have been, approved by TSC. I think this will be created also Friday. There will be a TSC meeting, and the following actions will be.
So is that crowd ears?
Most likely this will be released as
I think there's a WG3 meeting going on at the same time.
So, Chuck, do we need a hard stop here? I remember there should be a software license discussion right now.
Yes. So we need to we are over our time, so we need to kind of release people. I'm just trying to take a quick look. Was there any critical items? We've gotten through. We didn't extend it to 90 minutes this week, but I'll work on extending it to 90 minutes next week.
Is 90 minutes enough or 2 hours?
Well,
I mean, for next time.
All right.
I'm not sure.
Let's try to go for 2 hours next week. If people can try to join, let me know. There's a lot to discuss for next week. That's the real, like I said, we'll probably spend more time talking about the requirements as well as the proposal for projects. The way I expect to do is, you know, we will probably bring together a repo structure that matches the target architecture. So things like there'll be an OEU and OCU part of the structure. That doesn't mean that we've approved what code goes into that structure yet. One of the challenges we're struggling with the call we have to go to is getting the ORAN license approved so we can begin the projects that will exist under the ORAN license. My general opinion is that if I pick a, let me talk about the DU as an example. The DU is an area where there's a lot of implementation of code that people want to do under the ORAN for FRAN licensing of the essential patents. I would recommend that we create both an Apache repo and a ORAN repo for that project, and that people can contribute to the appropriate project that they wish to contribute to. This way, like a lot of the framework may not involve the ORAN license, and so that, those items could be contributed under the Apache side and be an upstream feed to the ORAN license side to create a complete build. So we're, you know, we'll probably have a structure like that in place. People should think about it and give feedback if they have any concerns. But this allows anyone who says, do we have what's open source? They can look down the open source side and see what's been contributed to open source under the Apache, and then what's been contributed under the ORAN license, and how the whole system is built out of that is part of the integration team's efforts. So, you know, that's another point that we could kind of we'll discuss as part of establishing the repo structure, because the repo structure itself will probably take some time for Linux Foundation to put in place. So we need to get started on. Does anyone else have any open items that we want to bring? What was the other item that we wanted to discuss? You wanted to discuss the meeting in Tokyo. Jinri, was there anything quick you wanted to say there under new agenda items?
Yeah, very, very quick. So first, I think I will make a job for a face-to-face meeting and share via the reflector to see the comments. And the second thing is that, as I said, on the week of June 24th, I mean the week following the Tokyo meeting, there will be an ORAN symposium on June 25th for the whole day in Shanghai. Okay, so... And I actually have already invited Papi from Linux Foundation to deliver a speech. And that symposium is open to everyone. So I really encourage anyone to participate in the event. So I will provide more information by the reflector offline.
Okay. Thank you, Jinri. Does anyone else have any items they'd like to raise at this time? Okay, so next week we'll run this meeting for 2 hours. We'll remove the items that have been completed from the list, add the new items, and then we'll, really start kicking into M0 discussion about requirements and epics. So think of epics as the overall user story of what we want to try to demonstrate in the A release. And hopefully we'll have a poll on and want to take a vote on naming the releases. The current is color, so David will put out a poll to pick the A type color, and unless someone comes with a better proposal, we'll move forward on those things next week. I know I'm pushing hard, but that's part of my goal job. Everyone else is, please certainly speak up and push back when you have concerns, and we'll work through them. I thank everyone for their participation today and going forward. And the goal, this will fall out here in time and kind of start to function a little bit more. I understand, I say many times, starting is hard, lots of little pieces, but every time we get something behind us, that piece now starts to run on its own. Like the requirements, hopefully we'll start with the RIC next week, XApps. We do need to talk about how we're going to do the non-real-time RIC, and I understand there might be changing the name of the non-real-time RIC. So, but we'll mm-hmm. pull together a proposal for those elements as well as part of this plan. With that, since no one else has anything to raise, I'll go ahead and close the meeting. Thank you, everybody, and see you next week.